Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast, brought to you by Michael Hoge and Ali Hoge from Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. This information is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Therefore, you should consider whether the information is appropriate for you and your personal circumstances. If you require personal advice, please contact Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. Here are your hosts, Michael and Ali Hoge.
Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast with myself, Ali. Today, I'm here to discuss how to basically choose a financial planner that's sort of right for you. So the big thing, I guess, with a lot of Australians and a lot of people in general is getting their financial life on track. Now, it is a very important and scary thing to discuss sometimes, and it's especially important that you discuss those things with someone that that you're comfortable of having that relationship with. So basically, I'm going to run through a few points here, things to be aware of and things to consider when you are looking for someone to assist you in your financial life and help plan for the future. So I guess number one main point, understand what it is that you are looking for. So what it is that you are hoping to achieve can be very different to what it is that someone else is. For example, some people may, again, be particularly looking for retirement planning advice. So I think that would relate to a lot of listeners to this podcast, since this is what we talk about here. Other people might be at completely different stages of life. So there might be some who, say, a young couple who have just bought their first home and want to make sure that they have their life on track, that they are doing the right things to sort of set themselves in the future and make sure that they don't derail themselves anytime too early and too soon. Again, there's just so many different things. And what you want to do is look for a financial planner or business that is good or specializes in that sort of area as well. So you want someone who knows that stage of life back to front and can help you achieve those goals. Because again, having someone who, say, focuses on retirement planning specifically, but you're a client who wants to know all of the best investments to invest in and you're young and get advice on your business and things like that, that's completely different, basically a completely different job. So a way I sort of think about it is specialists in specialist doctors, essentially. So you're not going to get the doctor who can fix your broken leg, you're not going to get him to do surgery on your heart and vice versa. So it's important to understand what it is that you're looking for and that you need, and finding someone who focuses on that and has those skills to be able to help you with those situations. So that's, I guess, number one. Number two is finding someone that you trust. So this is especially important. So you don't want to, if you ever get into a stage or meet with a financial planner where you're not too sure what it is they're doing. Now, a big part of this is with how, I guess, transparent these financial advisors are with you. So you want to ensure you're someone who's going to tell you everything and anything that you want to know about the business, especially when it comes to things such as fees. None of that should be in question. You should understand exactly what's going on there, and there shouldn't be any inkling or feeling that financial advisor doesn't have your best interest front of mind. So that is really a really important one. And if you do get into a situation where you don't trust that advisor, whether or not they're doing the right thing, if you do not feel like you have trust for them, essentially you'd want to bring that up or end that relationship, because it's bad for both parties there. So for yourself, of course, because you know, you're discussing your life, the finer details of your life with someone, and you don't trust them, that's never going to work out well. And then for the advisor as well, most of us would only prefer to work with people that we trust and who trust us back. So for the sake of both, you'd go, that relationship might not be suitable, and it's probably better for everyone if you were to find someone who you actually trust. So that one is really important because, again, I'll say this multiple times, but at the end of the day, we're talking about very serious things that involve your life. And basically, we're trying to come up with a plan using this information to get you to where you need to be. So there needs to be trust there. And it's not saying that you have to trust everyone. It's saying find someone who you can trust and work with them rather than sort of forcing a relationship sort of out of necessity. So there's that one. Now, the other one, obviously, technical skills, that sort of goes hand in hand with the first point, but you want to make sure that they've got the technical skills to do the job that you require of them. So, again, this is goes hand in hand with that specialized sort of financial advisor, because if you are working with someone whose main focus is that stage of life or the type of client that you are, more than likely they've seen that situation time and time again and are across any of those rules that are related to your situation. And I guess the last one, which is a funny one, but I think this is really, really important. You want someone that you actually like. So now we're all humans, so we're not going to like everybody, and we shouldn't have to like everybody. But I think as an advisor and then as someone who would be a client, that's it's a relationship that's going to continue on for a while, and you want to make that as enjoyable as possible. You want to have a good relationship and be able to talk about other things if as needed in the times we catch up. You want to be able to talk to each other on a friendly basis. You don't, if there's any sort of spite or if you don't really like that person, I don't think that's a relationship you need to hold on to. And it's definitely something that's overlooked a lot of the times. And again, I go back to we're all humans and we all sort of deserve to be with someone that we like. And again, not everyone's going to be suitable for our own personal relationships. And it's important that you find someone that does, because again, it's just, people are going to work with each other for a long time. The whole point of having a financial advisor is for them to step you through that process and get you to where you need to be. And it's not an enjoyable process for anyone if you're not on friendly terms. So it's a sort of a bonus one, but I go, it's, for me, I'd say that's really, really important. And you want to make sure that experience is as enjoyable as it can be. So those are four of the main points. Now, there's probably a million other things that you can look at, but those ones are some of the big ones and main ones to consider when finding a financial advisor. So keep those in mind, and hopefully you find someone that's suitable to you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Money Over 50 podcast with Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. For more information and resources, visit the Money Over 50 website, mo50.com.au. We look forward to catching up again soon.